Hello, hello, this is Ty, Find Your Beast with Ty. Today we're going to talk about vulnerability. Now I know a lot of times people are afraid to be vulnerable because it's part of the authenticity that we're trying to hide from society. Why do we try to fit into the mold that society has dictated to us? Well, number one is because of the fact that we don't want to look a certain kind of way. We don't want to feel a certain kind of way. As we take a step back, we're still in the essence of our hearts by not ripping off all those clothes of fear and actually being in touch with our true essence of ourselves. Now, we're going to talk about being in that true essence of ourselves. And as I'm driving along here and actually talking about vulnerability, it is a road. It is definitely a road to something different inside of us. Is something that makes us tick. It's that essence of our love. Now, I know a lot of people think love, if you love somebody, that's lust. Love making is lust. Okay, so let's get that out of there. You love someone, that means you're there for them, not needing anything from them. You're not asking for anything in return. So as we wash ourselves with love, what happens is we take ourselves to a next level. We become our true self. Those layers of clothing, those masks that we have, come off. Then we actually are able to see us. Do the mirror talk like I always talked about, because that's going to peel back that I have issues, and it's okay. I pick on myself sometimes when I think that I could have done something a little better. I fall back into that perfectionism, and I have to move away from perfectionism and become authentic and perfect, shakable, bearable to myself that it's okay that you was not perfect. In our society, we are graded based on our performance. So they put us on a scale. Even though you might have done your best, we're graded based on a grading system that doesn't matter that we did our best or we didn't understand it or that wasn't part of our gift. We're graded on a system, you got to fit into this box. Being vulnerable is no box. It's an energy force that allows us to actually stir up something inside us that we're supposed to give to the world. It's something we're supposed to give to the world. We stop ourselves so many times based on what someone told us we should be. So I ask you, why do we do that? Start journaling. Pull out your tools that we use in these podcasts. You got to pull out your journal. Ask yourself, why am I feeling like this? And it's usually the closest people to us that tears out our dreams. I'm so happy that my wife allows me to be me. Hot mess and crazy and all. And I'm not talking about the kind of crazy, because there's good crazy, too. I mean that crazy where you're not just trying to fit in, you're just being yourself, but they call it crazy. They put a label on it. Oh, that's crazy thinking. Guess what? We need more crazy thinking on the good side. We got enough bad crazy thinking. We got enough of that in the world. We don't need no more of that. But I'm talking about good crazy thinking. How do we resolve our demise in our society? What ideas can we do to bring love to our society? Being vulnerable is correct. Brene Brown talks about this. Being imperfect is okay. Because we're born into an imperfect world. We can't help but be imperfect. We cannot be perfect. Even the best speeches in the world, they all say to themselves, I could have said this. The best talks, the best houses, whatever it is, everybody always says there's something I could have did a little bit better. Even though they're getting all this praise, it doesn't really matter what we say or do per se. It only really matters what they think about what they did or said. So fill yourself up with a good book. That's the journal. Read a good book. Exercise your mind. Exercise your spirit. Exercise your body by meditating. Now, I don't want you to just read without action. Remember, you got to apply it to your life every day. So you read this book. Now what? Did you take notes on this book? That means you read the book, but you didn't study the book. That means you're not applying these concepts into your life. I don't care if it's fiction or whatever it is. There's always something in there in the stories that can actually help us get ahead. They can help us get ahead. Sometimes the road is straight. Sometimes it's winding in life. Sometimes it's smoky. But guess what? You have to keep moving. You have to keep tearing off those layers, tearing off those band-aids, and show your scars. It's okay to have scars. It's okay that we are flawed. We have issues. We all do. Even the best of us, we have issues. Counselors usually see counselors. So that means that all of us have issues, even the ones that are trained to help us. They have to put aside those things and focus on you to get their job done. So vulnerability is letting people know that, hey, I may not be the best, but I'm giving you my best. And as long as you're giving someone your best effort, most of us are good with that. Now, they know you're not giving your best effort. Kind of like I had a person on the phone the other day trying to help me with some getting my Medicare stuff ready for a test, right? I felt as though he was just trying to move me off of here as quick as possible because they're busy. Now, I get that. Now, I appreciate and value people that are still working because there's a lot of people that's not working. There's a lot of people that's sick. There's a lot of people that having issues and they can't go to work. Or they're retiring. So I value that person's time, but I felt as though that I was shortcoming as another number versus valuing me as a person. that you got to listen to what I'm saying here, what I need help with. Now, sometimes we do that when we're not listening, when we're not actually taking time to understand what's going on in that person's life, what's going on in your life, and what can we make a difference doing. So we're going to take a step back. Now, I know it's been a while since I've been on the podcast by myself. I'm going to have a guest tomorrow again. But today, I wanted to discuss vulnerability because it's one of the topics we're going to talk about in our Toastmasters group. Toastmasters is a great group to put a plug out there for Toastmasters. Great group to enhance your speaking ability, being able to give you more self-confidence, being able to take you to the next level in your life. Now, as we go through these circumstances of chaos, people's attitudes are getting amped up right now. People are getting a little fired up. People are getting a little more upset. And I get it. We're not feeling the love anymore because we want to be loved. And we want to give love. And I'm not talking about physical contact. I'm talking about loving someone without expecting something in return. Love is an action. Love is actually giving respect, value, seeing the essence of that person. Not their physical appearance, but their essence of what they can become and a true ability. That's what true love is. Loving your neighbors as thyself is the key to our growth within ourselves every day. So we got to love ourselves by doing our mirror talk. These are our tools that we've had in our toolbox. We got to pull them out, brush the dust off of them, and go ahead and say to yourself, I got this. I'm going to make a difference. It doesn't matter what's going on. It don't matter what I say or do. All I know is that I got something to share with the world. I'm going to be a blessing because I'm receiving a blessing. So I want to take a moment to understand people. If you have any questions, please shoot me an email, tclarencefinancialdoc@gmail.com. I'll put it in the notes description if you want to contact me and reach out. No spam, none of that stuff. So as we become vulnerable, as we rip off all these layers, these band-aids, showing our scars, allowing people to see us, what things are we really ready to allow? Put it in your journal first. Maybe that might help you release it from your head and putting it on paper. Maybe that'll give you a chance to tell your story, your true story. Now, I know people talk about people on Facebook and things like that, about their glory days, but some people actually put out themselves the real deal of how I'm feeling in this new relationship and what should I do. Well, be vulnerable. Be real. When you're in a relationship, you got to let them know, I'm just allowing it to flow out of me because I don't want it to stay inside me. Because if it stays inside you, it becomes toxic. It becomes toxic and then it eats us up. It's like being like a sewer backed up. You got to let it out. They got to flow out of there. We got to stop listening to the noise and realize that I'm releasing some of that energy in which tore me down before, that took away everything that I wanted to be, everything that I could be. We do not live up to our full potential in life. Most of us don't. It's impossible for us to actually truly live up to our potential. So we have to find our joy, our love, in our life. Write down, what are you loving? For me, I love helping people. I'll stop what I'm doing to help someone come out of that thinking. I will. Now, you don't want me building the house, but I'll help build your mind, your spirit. That's what I'm good at. I got to stay in my lane. Now, I'm good at being an assistant. You just don't want me on the key project of building the house or building a box. I got to know my gifts. I don't work on that part. Now, I'm not saying I could never do it. I have a mechanical brain that understands the way mechanics work, but it's not my wheelhouse. It's not my love. Enjoy. So you have to know your purpose. You need to see the big picture, vision, big picture, or dreams. Write those down of what you wanted to do when you were younger, before we got antiquated or detoured into someone else saying that, oh, you should do this because you're this. Because a lot of the moms out there, talk to the moms now, a lot of the moms out there are tormented because they have all these dreams, but they have to put them on hold because they think they're not a good mom because they have these big dreams. I say to moms, even fathers who think that they have to do this as a father, still work on your dreams part-time. Put it on your schedule. If it's going to be early in the morning before everybody get up, or late at night when everybody's asleep, work on your dream 1 hour a day for 5 days a week. So 1 hour, 5 days a week. Work on your dream. Write notes. Map it out. Understand yourself, how you're feeling. Release how you're feeling. Put it on the paper. Release how you're feeling. Start talking about it to yourself. Like I do, I talk to it about myself. Why are you feeling like a failure? Why are you feeling like, well, I should be at this level? Those are all materialistic demons. And it's not true anyway. It's not even real. It doesn't even make sense. It's something that we create that we have to tear down inside of us. Well, you could have done this better. You could have done this better. You should have been more organized. You shouldn't have been late. You shouldn't have been this. I said, okay. I have to stop myself from playing that noise, that music tone in my head. Now, I know for some of you, we've all been playing the music tone a long time. I mean, some of us have been playing that music tone for so long, we don't know nothing different. We don't know why we're feeling that way. You know? We don't understand that as we honk, sometimes we have to honk our horn to detour, to stop whoever's moving into our path. Hold up, push your horn of your life. I don't even use my horn half the time. I just keep on walking through, regardless of what they're saying. But sometimes we got to use our horn to understand, this is me. Hold up. Wait a minute. Step back. This is me. You don't understand me, so guess what? You got to find a different crew to tell your story to. And by finding a different proof, what happens is things start to change. When I found a new crew, people who I know was in that bubble of life, that essence of love, and you could talk verbally with them, with those people, and you feel good. You don't need a big crew. You don't need about 3 to 5 people. You don't need a huge gang of people. A lot of people think, oh, well, all these people are friends with me on Facebook. No, they're not. They're not friends with you. I don't even know half of those people. You don't know half of those people on Facebook. They couldn't even tell you nothing about you. They couldn't. I mean, they see their pictures of you having vacations. They see pictures of you. But it's not really your true story all the time. So sometimes we're telling ourselves a very bad story. We're telling ourselves the untruth about what we could be, what we can be. Instead of telling ourselves, I got something in me that I need to unleash into the world. Whatever your dreams are, whatever your ideas, try it. Because a lot of people won't do it. They will not do it. Because we're afraid that, oh, I got to be this way. Oh, I got to be that way. Why? Why do you need to be that way? Why do you need to do that? You do not need to do anything except be you. You need to be you. You need to allow yourself to be vulnerable with that courageous spirit inside you to take you to that next level. I want you to pause the tape now. I want you to take a moment and write down your top 3 dreams that you have in your life. Dreams, ideas that you would do if you didn't have any limits put on you. One of my dreams was the podcast. As we come back from our break of pausing this, one of my dreams was a podcast. One of my people I was mentoring actually told me, why don't you just do it? Ah, no, I don't want nobody to listen. Ah, no, they don't want to listen. Why? Why? You got a story. It's helping me. Go to the next level. Do it. So I started podcasting. Then I developed the mastermind group online on Facebook. Now it's all about the Kool-Aid and relationships. I started becoming more vulnerable and allowing people to hear my story, some of the missteps that you might call it, but I don't call it missteps no more. Some of my learning experiences change things up, to make things better, to create that genre, that essence of being you. And when we start creating that essence of being you and start turning back all that pity party noise, I call it undercover pity party, you know that, and ripping it off, that undercover pity party that I've had, you've had, all of us had. Even some of the greatest speakers or orators have had this awesome noise. I call it awesome because it's a learning thing for us to listen sometimes to that awesome noise and ask ask ourselves, why are we listening to this awesome noise? We should take that awesome noise and turn it into something good. It's awesome noise, it's just all the way we're using it. It's all in the way we're taking it within ourselves. And as we do that, we tend to get a different picture. All that awesome noise, call it something different. Don't call it negative. Call it awesome. Because we're being vulnerable. Because being vulnerable is awesome. Because now you're using your courage button. You're tearing off all of the layers of clothing and you're being naked. You're being real within you. So take yourself to that next level. Be you. Be you. Wash yourself with love. I want us to take a step back. As we close out, take a step back. I want you to breathe. I want you to breathe because we're touching the essence of your soul. We're talking about being vulnerable. Vulnerable is scary for some people. It was scary for me at the beginning, but now it doesn't matter. I got to be me. So somebody out there is feeling the same thing. Sometimes we think our story is only our story. Some people have similar stories. They have similar circumstances. Similar upbringing. Similar family members that get on their nerves. Whatever it is, we have similar stories. Because I don't talk with enough people to realize that we feel embarrassed. We feel shame. We feel like, well, oh, I don't want to tell nobody that. Why would I tell anybody that? So take a step back. Ask yourself, why is my story any different than anybody else's? It doesn't matter if they're the Oprah. Doesn't matter who are they. Their story is similar. Their story is about awesomeness that they took, tragedies that they took, and made it into something that someone needed. And we all need something. We all need love. We all want to give love, but we're afraid. I'm not talking about the physical, that's lust. That's lust now, I'm going to say it again. I'm talking about the essence of love and being together with each other. So take a step back. Your tool is the journal. Your tool is the mirror. Use these tools every day because something great is going to happen to you. Something great is going to happen through you. Use those tools. Make a difference. Much love. Till next time, hit me up. If you have questions, you need some boost power of love to be vulnerable within yourselves and rip off some of those clothes of hate, shame, despair, negative attitudes. I'm not good enough. Whatever it is, those are layers of clothes that we just need to wash with love, the love soap, and then put them back on again. Because it's still your story. I'm not telling you to let it go. It's still part of your story. You still got to own that story because your story makes a difference when you change that noise going on. Change those smells that's going on around you. Because we don't want that stinking thinking. We want that powerhouse of love where it smells so good. It smells so good, you just make it magical. That's the essence of you. You got this. I love you. I want you to show us your true self. Don't hide no more from the essence of being you. Thank you for listening. I appreciate all of the listens, shares, and plays. You make it happen. You are making it happen. You are enough. You are beautiful. You will be a blessing to other people. There's something great out there. I don't know you personally, but I know that you have something good in your heart and you're ready to change it up. You're ready to do something different. You're ready to make the magic happen. So as we look at this, I want us to take ourselves to the next level. You got something. Whatever your level is, your level's different than mine. I just need for you to find yourself, and then I don't want you to hurt yourself. Then I want you to lose yourself. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. Much love again. Talk to you later. Thanks.